What is up, guys? It is Dylan Lepore here, and we just did the E3 press conference coverage, and that was pretty awesome. It was a pretty fast E3 press conference. Sean Layden only showed up about like two
Twice.
times throughout the entire thing, and yeah, it was just very fast. And I think they had like a total of like 17-ish games, maybe 20. That's what I've counted so far, but it was a nice surprise, some of the treats they had, but it was more of a recovery from last year's. They only showed a bunch of teasers last year. This year we see a bunch of gameplay, and we see some God of War, we see some Spider-Man, things we've been wanting to see for a while now. We didn't get a release date with God of War, but we get a release date for Spider-Man. They only said 2018, but is pretty much good for me. Right now we have special guest
Oh
Steven Stanelli.
my God, why?
Welcome, Steven. And how do you feel about the E3 press conference?
Well, it's my very first conference I've ever watched before. I've never really paid attention to E3 that much, but for the first conference, I thought it was really fun. I actually would have loved to be there because of the fact that they have a lot of good visual graphics. Just besides what they put on the projector, they're like they had snow falling when in the beginning of E3 when they were talking when they were what was it here? I think it was when they were doing Horizon Zero Dawn. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but point being is they had all these great visual effects. I do wish they would have talked more like the Xbox did, but I'm glad they didn't really talk about price either because all Xbox did on their conference. Oh yeah, I guess I did say this was my first conference, my second conference.
They
Anyways.
just talked a lot about Scorpio, but that's what they wanted to hear. But I did like that they showed 42 games, not in depth as Sony did with their gameplay, but they did show a lot. They also had a sizzle reel at the end for their indie games, went out, which was like 20 indie games. They just went really quickly. But after that, yeah, Sony press conference, the very beginning was kind of weird. I was like, that's definitely Uncharted when I saw it. But yeah, continue.
Overall, I think that I think they were focusing more on PlayStation only games. Like, of course, they had Call of Duty World War II in there that cross that is both consoles. But majority of the games they did show tonight, even the remake of Shadow of the Colossians, is it? It
Shadow of
just
the Colossus.
Yeah, all mainly PS4 games or PlayStation in general games. I think they wanted to focus on mainly what they were going to come out with, not third party games, just mainly first party.
And for anybody who doesn't know who Blue Point is, Blue Point is like known for their remakes and their HD collections. You'll see them on every HD collection from now on to the future, because they're just really good at bringing those HD collections. And anytime you see them, just anytime they see their logo, just expect them that they're not making their own game, they're just doing a remake. That's not a bad thing at all, because they're making Shadow of the Colossus, which was a humongous surprise for everyone at E3 this year, because it was something that we all been waiting for, and nobody can really play the E3 press conference. Nobody can really play Shadow Mordor. I don't know why I say nobody can play the E3 press conference. Whatever. But nobody really can play Shadow Mordor anymore because of the graphics on it, and the it's just the mechanics and graphics overall in that game have poorly aged. Even though the game's great, it's been poorly aged. And but now with the trailer we saw, it looks super nice, and I'm super excited to finally get to play that in its HD glory. Even though it did a transfer over to the PS3, it wasn't that great of a transfer over. But it, then again, it's pretty exciting to see Shadow of the Colossus because of the scope of how big the monsters are really huge, and seeing how big they are is really nice. But let's actually talk about God of War a little bit. God of War was actually pretty cool. What did you think of it?
I played God of War on the PSP back way back when, and I never really liked the game back then because I was younger, a lot of blood and gore, but I did play it and I did beat it, and to see now that he has a kid, I think having the kid is going to make the perspective a little different. He's going to be more teaching a lesson towards the kid and also fighting throughout the story, and also the kid seems to know stuff that he doesn't. Like, for instance, in the scene where that big monster comes up, he knows exactly what the monster is and knows exactly what he's saying. To where the guy, I don't know his name, but the guy is like, "What is this? What is he saying?" So I think
That's
it.
that's something I thought was pretty funny, how in most of the games where a monster pops up, he's like, "Well, I'm gonna have to kill this," but this time he gives his axe back and like befriends him. I thought that was pretty funny. But go on.
I want to know what the curse is. I want to know. I want to know how he was cursed. I want to, maybe there's a story I don't know about, but I want to know how the kid was possibly cursed. How, what is actually the truth? The thing I got from that main thing is that there's going to be a really good story to it, and I feel like the answer to what the truth was, what happened to the mother. I don't know. Maybe something we already know what happened to the mother. I just don't know because I don't. I never saw that in the story, but I think we at least are going to learn in that game what happened to the mother and why the kid is now with the father.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's what I put in the article I was writing. That his mother, we don't know anything about the story of the child. We don't really know anything at all about them. But seeing with their mother and everything like that, because God of War is a very the original God of War is a very lonely game. You're mostly out there just killing stuff all by yourself, and any humans you find, you kill them too.
Just kill,
Even
kill,
though
kill.
if they try to help you, you kill them for some reason. I tried to not kill as many humans because I was like, this place is kind of lonely, and this is a lot of death and destruction. Because I got the PS3 collector's edition because that came out with five God of War games in one game in one box, in which it was really nice. It came with the PSP ones and the PS3 ones, and yeah, it's just a really lonely and death and destruction game. And this new one, I like it because it's going to flesh out the characters and go inside the head of Kratos because they have a rage meter for Kratos. And when his son was aggravating him and Kratos would yell at him, he would snap at him. And his rage meter would go up. So I don't know what would happen if that rage meter went all the way up, if he like, killed his child, if that went all the way up. But yeah, Sony has been doing a lot with, you can see this from The Last of Us and plenty of other games recently. There's always been like this bigger adult taking care of this smaller child, teen child,
Family.
something child, yeah, family oriented. And that has been happening a lot recently. Like, it's not a bad thing at all, but it's just been happening a lot recently, and I guess it's been helping develop characters and people can feel more attached to it with these epic storytelling games like God of War is now trying to be, and so far it's looking pretty good at what it's doing.
I just had to ask, do you think that it's like that because like they waited this long? Because you know on the last E3 conference there they it what like they did talk about God of War. They didn't really put much out about it, but they did. Do you think they waited for the PS4 Pro to be out to release or to even talk about God of War? Because if you looked at the end of the trailer, it said this is PS4 Pro footage. At the bottom, it said that. So, do you think that they waited to release the game or even talk about it was because they wanted for greater hardware? Or do you think it was just because they didn't know what they were going to do with the story yet?
Well, they definitely because they released it definitely before they released God of War before well they didn't release it before PlayStation Pro but when PlayStation Pro was announced they did a smaller event I think last year. It was either last year or sometime in the middle of the year this year, they did a smaller event that showed off the PlayStation 4 Pro, but I'm pretty sure last year they showed it off before the Pro was even announced.
Yeah, they did.
So,
They did. They showed it off. They just didn't. They didn't really like give any. And they still haven't given any dates of when this game is actually going to be fully released.
yeah, but you know, they wanna show it in the
Pump up
best
the current hardware.
quality. The best quality they can right now, like Xbox One X, not Scorpio anymore, Xbox One X. They're showing every game in their Xbox system with their liquid cooling and their I got all their
7 teraflop or 6 teraflop
seven,
GPU.
eight plus million pixels and 4K, true 4K with HDR, 4K UHD Blu-ray playback, 1.6 teraflops GPU clocked at 1.7172 gigahertz at 2.12 gigs of GDDR5 memory, 3. Nope. Three, what is it? 326 gigabytes per second of memory bandwidth.
Cool.
That
Yep, I didn't say. I will not
is a
remember
lot.
that in the next 5 minutes, but
That's why on this video or MP3 player, there is a playback button. And welcome to the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. If you are new here, each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, I release the MP3 and video file on YouTube at youtube.com/C/Dylan's Legos or SoundCloud at SoundCloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. And if you feel like donating a couple bucks, you can go to youtube.com. Nope, sorry. youtube.steamlabs.com/Dylan Lepore. Throw us a couple bucks, say hi, and support me and keep the lights on and keep this video thing running so I can eventually get SoundCloud Pro Unlimited to keep this thing rolling. And eventually I'm gonna go into iTunes and you guys can listen to me every Monday all you want. Well, yeah.
The
What
last
do you
thing
think
they
of Spider-Man?
last thing should they showed at the very end. They apparently a very special they what did they say? It was very special, like a very special publishing company or whatever. Correct?
Do you mean Insomniac Games, or do you mean what the last thing they showed at? Because the last thing they showed at was Miles. Miles is, I'm not, since I'm not really that too big of a comic book nerd, Miles is I believe is a sidekick, or like he trains under Spider-Man. He helps Spider-Man in some way, but that's all I know of him so far. The other guy is called what is it, Mr. Negative? Master Negative or something. It's like dark energy negative. That's what you see in the trailer, and he's working with Wilson Fisk, which we all know, the Kingpin from Daredevil and such, which is pretty cool. He's working with him, and I like how all the licensed versions have the different versions of the Kingpin and everything. It's just I thought this was a very interesting take on the new Spider-Man, and I kind of like it. Not sure how the whole open world works, because I'm thinking it's more of a Batman Arkham vibe.
And not so
And
much a GTA vibe either.
yeah, and it has these Uncharted-like sequences in it. Like with these big action sequences and the cinematic sequences that really won't happen in open world games. So I'm thinking like the missions, the main story missions, are not typically your open world-esque play style, but more the side missions and the gathering and the collecting is all like the open world-esque vibe. But yeah. What do you think?
I thought it was very action-packed. I mean, at first I was like, okay, Spider-Man, okay. And then it like you he slow it I love how right off the bat it started off with stealth attacks. Like it showed you the little features that they've put all the effort in for animations. Like they've done all this work. You can tell they've actually worked on hard. And then it does the whole contradictory thing of he's saving enemies from enemies. And that like that's never been a thing of Spider-Man, at least I don't.
He's a child in this one
Well, yeah.
and can't just start flinging people off buildings. I don't know. I don't know how you're raised, but I don't go on my building and start shoving people off.
Oh yeah, I understand that. I just think that I think it's it, I love it's like a little it was like a little movie. What trailers are supposed to do, they're supposed to grab you, engage you, and want to buy the game. And it did. It pulled me in. It really made me just that one mission, you know, grabbing that helicopter and not letting it fall on the people of New York, or I think it's where he is, right? New York, and so, you know, I just all that action, and then also having all the good graphics with the they're I think Sony's overall thing was showing how good their graphics are on all these new games. But
Especially Insomniac Studios has been working on this new Spider-Man game since they took it over the Spider-Man license. But yeah, they're really good if you ever played the Ratchet and Clank games. I really like Ratchet and Clank game seems like a Pixar movie. So they're really good at keeping the graphics and keeping it stylish and keeping it bright and beautiful and lots of colors, and they definitely did that. There was this one scene in top of the building where he was fighting some people, and he goes around, he fights them and flings them around, and then he gets this one guy and he puts his webs around him, and he puts his webs around him so that he punches himself in the face and knocks himself out, which I thought was that it was a comedic like fighting style, especially for Spider-Man, which I thought was pretty neat. But yeah, the everything falling off, that was a lot of destruction. And I thought Spider-Man was a little bit messy during those parts because it was like it was buildings tumbling down. Not the entire buildings, but
No, not
just like
important.
parts of the buildings falling down. I was like, he's getting a little bit messy.
And the lady
But
even
yeah,
says that, the lady who was
yeah, I
him,
know.
it's like he's.
Is we don't know. We I have no clue who she is. I think she's like a new character. What do you call him?
The operator, I
The
don't know what to call him.
Oracle. The Oracle. But yeah, Spider-Man. Really excited about that. They said the release date is 2018. I thought by now, God of War, since God of War doesn't even have a release date. I thought they would have something attached to that, but I guess they're still working on it, which is fine by me, and fine by me that they're still working on Spider-Man for 2018 because they, Insomniac and Santa Monica Studios, they can take all the time they need because those games deserve as much time to work on as possible.
Which also brings to an interesting point. Is it okay that even though like all these games in E3, you know, most games E3 you have to wait for a little bit. Like for instance, Uncharted Lost Legacy is coming out in August. That's not that far away, but every majority of the games that were put out tonight were always 2018, 2018, early 2018, this 2018. Why do you think that they're having to wait that long, or just why? Do you think it's
Oh,
okay to
well,
have it that far away, but yet showing it now?
really, this summer is always pretty dry for video games. Like, there's big video games that do come out, and there's like big DLCs that do come out during the summer, and there's a lot of games that come out before the summer, like Horizon Zero Dawn and Prey and things like that. But it's just more, I think it's more of a they do definitely do need to work on their games, but it's definitely a marketing thing, because of you got to think of like Christmas and the beginning of the holidays. Of course, me liking Destiny. Destiny's coming out on the 6th. It's also when school starts,
Oh yeah, a
and
little after for you, yeah.
so I hate that they
School.
do that because I'm like, what do I really focus my attention on? But yeah, who needs school, right?
Especially college.
I got destiny. But yeah, that's it's a marketing thing, and it's just how they schedule things, and they have to make sure they, especially Sony, usually schedules their stuff on Tuesdays, but that's beside the point. But yeah, it's just a marketing thing. And but let's get into let's talk about some Detroit Becoming Human. What do you think about
I think it's cool how they have the androids. You know,
that?
it's one of the only games in the in all the trailers that are futuristic. Majority of the games that they showed tonight were older type things. Call of Duty World War II, you had your other ancient, well, yeah, Shadow of Colossus, that was all Monster Hunter World. But we'll get to Monster Hunter World in a second. But my point being is that Detroit become human. I think it's cool how it's like a human revolution to bring these droids out of their slave states, and fight against the world. And you can change the story. It's a really good market. The marketing value is good because of the fact that you can sit there and play the game one time and beat the game all the way through, and then play again as a whole different story. You can just do one little thing and change it. It's also kind of cool because you sit there and you're playing, and if you mess up on something, you can go back in time and change it. At least that's what it seems like, is that you can go back and fix that error that you did.
If you've ever played Heavy Rain or Beyond Two Souls, this game is made by the same people. They've been working on this game for 4 years now. Back a tech demo at GDC a long time ago, before the PS4 was even announced, there was a tech demo for Detroit. It was about a making a robot. Making a robot, we never saw the guy's face. There was this guy making a girl ro robot, and the robot would be made, and she would become alive, and she would be self-aware. She would be self-aware, and the guy would sense that. The guy sensed that and was about to dismantle her, but then she started crying and being sad and stuff. And the guy was like, "Fine, I'll put you back together, and then you can go." And so that was basically the tech demo, which was pretty cool. The company, the developer that is in charge of this game, is Quantum Dream, and the designer slash creative director for all these games is David Cage. I'll look him up. They make His last game featured two solid actors, William Dafoe and God, what is her other name? It'll come to me some other time. But yeah, their scripts in these games are humongous because of all the options and all the stuff you have to do, and all the different paths you can take that affect the game drastically. And we haven't had a Quantum Dream game on the PS4 yet at all. We've had the ports of Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls to the PS4, but that it's not really it because it's not a new game. But yeah, it takes them a little while to make their games because of the writing and the crafting and their design, and the graphics are really stellar on it. But yeah, it's good to see that we finally got a release date. That's 2018, I think. Yeah, just 2018 game. But yeah, overall, Quantum Dreams is pretty cool. Android revolution, which I think is actually pretty scary if our phones went self-aware and started killing us. But yeah.
Oh, no, that would be terrifying, personally.
Yeah, my Android phone starts killing me. That would be pretty
Well, no,
terrifying.
I mean, you remember they got the thing implanted in their mind. Like, what happened in the
Yeah.
world? Like, what actually happened?
Yeah. For some reason, the main character can, touch people. I think he used to be a,
Oh, it's the Android.
an unself-aware android. But then he has got this power. I don't know if all androids have this power, but somehow he can touch them, and they can become self-aware, which is pretty neat. But another David Cage game, definitely looking forward to, and definitely finally getting able to play it and see it. But yeah, let's talk about the failure that was Monster Hunter World. What do you think about that?
I didn't really understand the point of the game. It kind of came off sudden to me. We're going back in time again, so we're finally following that trend of this year of games that we're going back in time again. But yet again, then you got these really like robotic animals. Do you think that pe I mean I not to question, but I think personally we're starting to mix too much up with robots. And are we're mixing too much up with future and past, and I the only point of the game I see is like it's like a bigger version of Pokemon Go, go find your monsters, go kill your monsters. I mean, and it's a huge difference, I understand, but it's that's just how it. That's how much I cared about it. It was barely anything.
Well, have you played a Monster Hunter game before? Have you heard of Monster Hunter before? I'd understand. They are definitely
Point proven, actually.
they're definitely hard games to get into, but the reason why I say it was a failure of some sorts. It was just a overall it was their most blandest thing they've shown overall the whole press conference. Monster Hunter is supposed to be a multiplayer game, and they only showed
One
one
player.
person. And I thought it was supposed to be like this giant co-op game. And the first like 2 minutes were just gathering items from
Right.
like bushes and
I will admit
animals
it
and
had
stuff.
really cool gathering animations. It's not just a typical like move your hand and it's somehow you gather. It's like you have gathered item. It's actually a really
Yeah.
cool animation. I will give them that. They did a really good job with
Yeah.
their animations.
But I'm like, I was like, for the most part, I was like, I guess that's cool and all, but like, where's the action? Where's the stuff I wanted to see,
You had the
actually?
big
But
sword. Hashtag Final Fantasy, but.
yeah, everybody in an RPG has a big sword. It's no doubt. If you are not walking around with a big sword, you bench. But Monster Hunter was the graphics in it, I thought were pretty
Decent, yeah.
bland. I thought it was kind of bland actually, because when I was looking at it, I was like, is this a PS3 game?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I don't know if you thought that. But yeah, I did like the one thing from it that kind of saved it. The guy cooking a giant
I did.
meal.
That was a really good comedian part. I really did think that was funny.
Yeah. But yeah, Monster Hunter early 2018 game. If you guys saw that, but yeah, then we can talk about Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. September 17th is the release date, which is actually pretty early. Which is I haven't I'm not really big into the fighting games, but it's pretty early release date, because I haven't really heard that much about it, besides today.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd hope so.
But yeah, I the it's good that they showed us. I like that they showed us the story, and how that's going to play out with Ultron and what's his name? Thanos. I'm glad they showed us the story behind that and how Thanos is actually working with the good team.
And but the only thing about that is that it went by so fast. He was like, what was it? She said that we're gonna make you. He's like, what are you gonna do? Make me work for you? He's like, and then the lady's like, yes, we are. And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm just like, what? No, you can't do what? He was being
Wow.
held in the prison. It's like, oh, I'm just gonna help you. Yeah, cool
Wow,
thing.
that's probably like a couple hours worth of events that go on before that.
I'm just saying, it seemed rather rather unconvincing that he would just come out like that. And then there's like these crystals that come out. I just
it's probably guaranteed that in the story, in some way, he's going to be like,
yeah, screw all you.
I killed Ultron. Now,
Let me free.
screw. Through all you guys, yeah. Then you can play the DLC Vision. No, they would do that though, wouldn't they? But yeah, not that exciting. I think Injustice 2 was. I think Injustice 2 is a good game overall, but yeah, I think this. Could be a competitor. Not that really. It didn't really, especially the trailer, didn't really get me as
The
much as,
graphics were the weird type of graphics. I call them the weird type because they're not the normal like pristine graphics. They're the good graphics that make you have really good frames per second. But it's just like kind of like that. I kind of tried graphics but kind of didn't.
well, it's more of a comic vibe to it, if that makes
And a
sense.
kiddish vibe too.
Yeah, it's more that's what they normally do for their games. It also it's a similar vibe to Street Fighter. But yeah, that's what the games feel like, and I don't know. Should be okay. I mean I won't be getting
Nope, nor will
it.
I.
But yeah, you guys can go check it out, and the demo for the story is out today.
Yep, you can download it on the PS4 store.
Yeah, you can download it right now on the PS4 store, which is actually pretty neat. I'm gonna go play that and see if it's worth my time. But we'll definitely see about that. Then they did a sizzle reel for VR games, which
They
I thought was
had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 VR games. They listed the Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Kind of interesting how they keep bringing back that game. They showed Starchild, the Impatient, which was kind of creepy in my opinion. Like, I mean, it was like all this. We'll go in detail in a second. And then they,
It was cool but creepy.
yeah,
I liked it.
and then they had Final Fantasy 16. Right? Wasn't it 16 that they were showing?
Yeah.
And then
No.
Polyarch.
So the games I got was Elder Scrolls VR, Star Child,
The Impatient.
The Impatient, Monsters of the Deep, Spring 2017, Bravo
That's
Team,
what it
and
was, Monsters of the Deep, yeah.
Moss. Yeah. So The Impatient had a really cool vibe. I like the music
Yeah,
that they're
I liked
playing.
it. It was like
And
an
it
80s
kinda
theme or whatever, like a Fallout theme. I was thinking Fallout immediately.
remind me of the first Outlast game, kind of. With the impate when with the doctor scene, which is freaking weird.
All I want is the
Yeah,
best
kinda
for you.
Yeah, I know. Kind of creepy and kind of scary too. It's one of those was it the Place Behind the Pines kind of vibe. Is that the movie? It's something with like doctors and stuff. It's a movie with doctors and I think it has Leonardo DiCaprio in it though, maybe. But yeah, Elder Scrolls VR. We already knew that. If you guys watched Bethesda's boring conference, that was pretty boring.
Well, I mean, it's just
And
Skyrim's coming back everywhere. It's coming back on PS4. It's coming on Nintendo Switch. It's coming on
yeah,
Xbox One. It's coming on PC.
it's Skyrim has to be the most. There's no E3 that has gone without somebody saying
It's the
Skyrim.
most extended game. I mean, Skyrim came out like what, 2006 or whatever. I mean, it and it's I mean, it's
Yeah.
that's been 7 years. I mean.
And I have played about A whole 5 minutes of the entire
I've
Skyrim.
played like hours of that game. I just can't get into it though. I don't like the graphics. It's that weird type of
Well,
graphics.
and now they're continuing the with the Elder Scrolls Online.
Which I also don't like either,
Yes.
but
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't really like Elder Scrolls Online, but apparently with this new DLC, what is it, Morrowind? Morduid. yeah, apparently with this new DLC, it's supposed to enhance a lot of stuff. Since we're not that big of Elder Scrolls fans. But yeah, it's supposed to enhance a lot of things. And the bear was actually pretty cool. I don't know where Steven has gone, but apparently his mic keeps cutting in and out. We'll see what
I
happens with
got
that.
it. Sorry.
Steven, but yeah, Morrowind was pretty cool. I guess if you're into that kind of stuff, I still can't hear you, Steven.
I'm here. I just haven't been talking. It says
But
I'm here. It says I'm here.
Monsters of the Deep was pretty cool. I can't hear Steven.
It says it's green.
What are you doing?
It shows. Okay. All
Do you
right.
speak English?
Fine.
Escombre whatever. but Bravo Team was pretty cool. It's like a first it's a first person, obviously, because most VR games are gonna be first person multiplayer shooter, arena shooter-ish thing. It's basically a basic multiplayer shooter, but we can finally hear Steven, thank God.
I don't know why it keeps doing that. Sorry.
But yeah, Bravo Team was
Oh, Bravo Team. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I
What do you
considered
think?
it a little baby edition of a actual shooting FPS game.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of talking about. It's kind of a it's kind of a just your plain multiplayer shooter, but in a first person VR vibe to it. Well, it is first person VR, but yeah, they're just, I guess it's just a little like try out and let's see kind of game, how this actually works, because Farpoint just came out, and this is like the second wave of VR games, because the first wave was of Resident Evil 7. I still need to play that game.
Failure.
That was basically the first wave of the VR games, and Farpoint is the second wave, hopefully getting people more into it, because the graphics and the gameplay, especially the opening cinematic scene, was actually really cool in Farpoint. But it's good to see that they're coming out with new VR games, but just don't, they want everybody to have a VR Morpheus in inside their house, because right now VR is the most accessible through PlayStation, and PlayStation is making it cheaper and making it giving it to the consumers, because we had never thought we would get a PlayStation VR, because how long ago was the PlayStation VR even announced? How long ago
Twelve,
do you think that
2012,
was?
13, around the PSP, as PSP was ending, right around that
Yeah,
range.
and then we're like, then we're like, when are we ever gonna get
It's
that?
when they
Because
brought out the little wand thing that had a little purple ball at the end or whatever. It's when they had that.
I don't mean the, I don't mean the PlayStation Move. I mean when it was the first,
No, I'm saying that's when they announced the VR, is when they had that. When they announced that. They announced at the same time.
I mean the headset.
Oh.
I mean, when do you think they announced the headset? The Oculus. When did they first announce the Oculus?
I thought it was somewhere near the time they brought out the PlayStation Move. It was
Maybe it
epic.
was.
I mean, it can't be too far from it. It's been out. My point. Your point is right. They talked about it a long time ago, and they're just now finally getting it out and at it over the past few years.
And it's the only one available to like regular gamers,
Console
console
gamer,
gamers.
yeah.
Yeah,
Because PCs had VR for a little while, but
nobody cares about PC.
I okay, that's PlayStation podcast, I'll go with it. Okay.
But yeah, Morpheus is I like the name Morpheus, so I'm gonna keep using it. But yeah, it's glad to see. Let me get my notebook here. But it's glad to see that VR is more accessible, and they just Sony released a point that they sold millions of copies of not millions of copies, millions of units of the Morpheus VR system, which is a slight dent in the 50 million PS4 units sold. So like out of one out of 50 households has a PS4 unit. I mean, not a PS4, a Morpheus unit,
So one of the four. Yeah, go ahead.
which is actually pretty cool. But what were you gonna say?
Oh no, I was just gonna correct your ratio. So for every one to fit for so one for every 1 to 50 people who have a PS4, they have a VR headset.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool that the households had it, but then again, that's just a slight dent in the marketplace. But it's glad to see because they're the only ones that actually have released their numbers on VR so far. And going back, I wanted to mention this. Going back to Shadow of Colossus,
The remake.
we just they just announced either. Today we're recording this, which is the Monday before the Monday this is released.
Yeah, we definitely get up at 6 in the morning and record this.
the Monday, this Monday, on the
No, it's Tuesday. It's
12th.
Tuesday now. No, it's Tuesday now. It's the 13th.
Well, Monday. Well, we started on the 12th, so Monday on the 12th, they. Somebody tweeted out or sent something out earlier this morning that PlayStation per re re was it repurchased bought their trademark for the Shadow of the Colossus. And so that gave me so like the Shadow of the Colossus, them announcing an actual remaster was a humongous surprise. Humongous surprise. Nobody knew about that. But we didn't think that. I thought it might have been like a PlayStation 2, like here's a here on next our next PlayStation Plus, or you can play it on a PS4 right now completely for free. I thought it was gonna be something like that.
But no.
But no, it's a remake and awesome, awesomeness. Sony is just feeding the hype train that which is
Pumping.
pumping. Yeah. But yeah, Destiny 2, we get to see some story about that. Not that excited about the exclusives. You got a strike. It's not a is it not is it enough to get a PS4? Or is it enough to switch over to PC? Because it seems like a lot of people are switching over to the PC, but since I don't play PC, PC nerds, I keep to my console because I like console gaming, and
You
console
keep your
gaming
console because your
is
PC can't play Destiny.
because, well, even if I had a PC, I probably wouldn't use it because I'm like console, PC.
I personally will get it on both, just to say I have it on both. It's also good for reviewing purposes. I like I said, like I've told you before, I'm getting the PS4 coming up, and I do think that it is a small amount of exclusives, but this is only the beginning. You look at the PS4 now with Destiny 1, you don't want to call it Destiny 1, just Destiny. There are so many more advantages to having Destiny on the PS4 now than having it on the Xbox One because of the exclusives that Destiny offers. I mean, shoot, PC has to wait a month just to play Destiny 2.
Yeah,
It's
it used to be that Destiny, since Des since well, let's say this, since PlayStation Pro is actually not as powerful as Xbox One X Scorpio, which
Whatever
what's
thing.
what is that it's referred to as, it's not as po as it's not as powerful, and definitely Even though it'll be running in 30 frames per second, and obviously PC is much more powerful because you can customize it.
It's limited
Unless you
though.
have a unless you have a crappy PC, I mean, of course, it's not going to work well. But yeah, on PS4, it's not. This is the first time that PS4 is not the best console to play on, because this time it's on PC. This time Xbox does have the most powerful console. But having the most powerful console, I know with Destiny it's a different story, but having the most powerful console doesn't mean you have the best games,
I
because
agree with that.
Sony definitely wins with exclusives. It's definitely what they've shown. Even though Xbox did have a good press conference with all their 42 games, and they had 42 games, and they had, what is the exact number? Bob, please tell me. 42 games with 22 exclusives. 22 exclusive, and that was a lot of talking and a lot of the games to cover, which was a lot of writing on my part. But I did that early in the morning today when I woke up, because last night I just was like, I'm going to bed, because I was moving and working and writing, and a lot of
Life.
stuff's going on. And so that's called life, and PlayStation is life. Boom. Welcome to the Monday morning PlayStation podcast with your host Dylan. But yeah. E3. So E3 doesn't officially start until tomorrow, well, today, Tuesday. The floor is now open, and you can go out and play those games that they've announced at the press conference. That's, if you guys don't know, that's how E3 works. You do the press conferences, and then you have like 3 days to go out and play all these games, because you definitely want to try everything. And I'm glad they don't do the press conferences while the show is actually open. It's good that they do that. And one day, one of these days, I'll hopefully be able to attend an E3. instead of live streaming it and covering it at my house, even though some people do prefer that, but you know, E3 is E3, and yeah, you got anything to add?
I do agree that with your liking of the of E3 being on a separate on you know how the press conferences earlier. There's a lot of gaming events that don't do that, and they but they have a lot of but they have a lot more events to do than just at one time. I
Yeah,
think, huh?
because E3 is like the one that everybody knows about.
Right. It's every what everybody looks forward to. People fly from all over the world just to get to this one event. It's like kind of how, in a very smaller fashion, Minecraft with Minecon is. People all over the world fly over to Minecon.
Minecon.
I loved Minecon. Shut up. It was my childhood. But my point being is that people fly all over the world to get to that. People fly all, I mean, like crazy all over the world just to get to the E3. And I mean, it's one of those events that is normally one of the most fun events you can ever go to, and it's and you get games. I mean, it's like every nerd's dream. Oh God, I dropped my coke. Okay.
But yeah, Destiny Con, if you guys are looking for some more cons to go to, Destiny Con is in Florida.
Well, that's where we. That's well, that's close to where we live.
That's where we live. No. But yeah. E3 is great. PlayStation is great. I hope we satisfied your morning ears with this PlayStation podcast, and hopefully you learned something today. So, with that note, my name is Dylan Lepore. Your name is,
Steven Sunil.
and this has been the Monday morning PlayStation
PlayStation
podcast.
Modcast.
The every episode airs on SoundCloud and YouTube every Monday, every week at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and feel free to pass along a couple bucks for the road if you feel like it. Go to youtube.steamlabs. No, youtube.streamlabs.com/Dylan Lepore. I will get that right someday. Passes along a couple bucks.
He needs
No
it.
worries if you don't want to. More power to you. But thank you, and have a good day. This is Dylan signing off.